land of myths and legends. The United Kingdom is a highly spiritual land that traces its history back to the ancient Celts, the Saxons, and the Normans. Made up of England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom is a political entity today that is home to a modern and cosmopolitan population, encompassing the historical and vibrant city of London and the lush, gentle terrain of the south, to the more rugged highlands of Scotland in the north and the emerald green of Northern Ireland. The United Kingdom continues today to be a land of magic and enchantment. British citizens are beloved for their humor, polite manners, and diplomatic spirit. As a people, they are recognized for their initiative in discovery, exploration, and in scientific pursuits. The English language has enriched the world's chorus with a wide variety of expression and a wealth of literature. The language of these small isles has spread throughout the globe and become an international vehicle of communication. The British today have the same longing and passion for the truth as did the Knights of the Round Table in search of the Holy Grail. In ancient times, this thirst moved truth seekers to undertake pilgrimages and seek the wisdom of Druid elders. The same spirit moves the truth seekers of today to search out the adepts of our age. Thus, with sincerity, they invited Supreme Master Qinghai to share her words of wisdom. She has accepted their invitation and visited the United Kingdom on several occasions. Today, we present part one of the three-part discussion, Expectations Dampen Our Spiritual Progress, between Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members, which took place in London, England in August 1997.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
How is your lodging and boarding and food? Everything okay?
Yes.
So the food okay?
Yes.
Not too hot? Really?
Can
you have enough food?
Yes.
Okay, any question?
Huh?
About practice?
The voice, after a few minutes, that voice is gone. And so, when I'm meditating night, I can clear this voice. Can you explain a little?
No, it's okay. Normally, when we concentrate, and the sound will come automatically. And whenever we weaken our concentration, and the sound either changes to another tone or becomes different, a low volume. Yeah. And when we meditate on the light, sometimes the sound comes. Or when we meditate on the sound, the light comes. That's normal. It just shows that we have great concentration. It's fine. But for our own sake, when we meditate on the light, even if the sound comes, we should ignore the sound. And when we meditate on the sound, even if the light comes, we just enjoy but ignore it and concentrate on the sound, one thing at a time, just to train our concentration. Because concentration brings great power and wisdom to ourselves. And sometimes when we meditate on the sound in the beginning, our mind was not yet stable, and the concentration was not very strong. So the sound is a different level. Sometimes you hear, you thought it's good, but this is, might not necessarily be good. See, and later, after 20 minutes or half an hour, your mind becomes more calm and clear. Then the sound becomes more stable, and that's why the light is more intense. But when the sound becomes stable, you might think, oh, this is not good. Don't think. Don't analyze while you meditate. Just enjoy innocently, like a kid, like a child. When you see your favorite toys or something, your favorite food, just enjoy it. And do not think too much. Okay? Don't use the mind. Don't activate the mind while we are in samadhi. while we are in contact with God. That is the delight at the sound, which is the manifestation of God that we could perceive. Otherwise, God is inconceivable. This is the aspect of God that we could enjoy, almost like physically. Otherwise, how can you touch God? How can you hear God? How you see God? You see? Yes, that's it. All right? Yes? A good question? Okay. Sisters and brothers, is this very delicate when we meditate and we have so much problem daily? And very difficult for us to concentrate on God, even God. Just to think of the name of God and to even remember God exists already very difficult. Very difficult. We tend to forget God when we need God most. But this is the practice. This is why we have to do it every day until we overcome our weakness, overcome our problem, and remember God every time, every situation in our life, until we close our eyes and we see Him. Okay? It's not that 1 minute to the next you can become united with God right away. After thousands of reincarnations, millions of years of recycling yourself in this world, it is very difficult indeed to reacquire this habit of remembering who we really are. We are God. We are one with God. If we are one with God, that means we are God. And at least if we are children of God, we have God quality, you know? And any child bears some resemblance of his father. Have the father DNA and blood type inside. So we cannot say we are not God. If we are not God or we are not children of God, where are we from? Dinosaur? And then where do the dinosaur come from? Then it has to trace back to the origin somehow. But then we have forgotten this. Maybe you forgot yourself for somebody else's sake. Or that is your sacrifice. You struggle for someone else's benefit. That is alright. But don't lose heart. Just continue. The fact that you have come to seek God through initiation, the fact that you have come all the way here despite the difficulty of your journey, your country, your job, your family problem, you come and sit here hoping to find in this intensive period of your time, in hoping to find God. That is very, very precious already. The intention is important. Okay? It's not always the result. God knows. God knows our intention. That is very important. And you know your intention. That's important. Okay? The light and the sound is only the proof that God exists. He exists anyhow, whether we see or not see. In the Bible, it states also that blessed are those who do not see, but believe. For the people who saw God, who experienced God, they believe. That's easy, okay? Their longing is not intense anymore. But the one who doesn't see, the longing is the substitution for the blessing. As long as we still long for God, we still have the blessing. We have connection with God. We feel something to work for, something to strive to achieve. It's okay. Okay? Don't always sit there and expect the experience. This is the worst experience that you could have because the expectation dampens the spontaneity, dampens your carefree spirit, and that in turn sometimes really obstruct your vision. Do you know that? Yes? Okay. Have you ever experienced that, you sit in front of television, okay? But you were so wrapped up in some problem, you don't even see what's there. And when you're reading some book, right? And you're reading, but you don't understand anything. You have to read a still it doesn't register in your mind what the book is all about, what the letter is all about. So God is always right there. Just we are too anxious, over anxious, also overburdened with trouble. Okay, be patient. That is the way you have to work through your life. You know, that is your best time. Mission. Go through problems. That's how you earn your place in heaven. Working through that. And if you don't work this life next time, well, that will be good. That will be worse. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Every time we come back again, the obstacle will be more manifold. Yeah. That's why people are afraid of reincarnation. Huh? Not because we have to be a human being again, just that we have to face much more multiple problems than the last incarnation. That's if we work it out. Okay? And really, without Master blessing, you know, Master power, we couldn't make it. With the past bad karma, the present bad karma, and the coming bad karma. Oh. Yeah. Thank God that you're still there and you couldn't even make it here. So many people couldn't even make it too. See? We have more problems. And we all have to struggle, but we will make it. We are making it. We will arrive. You have potential. I saw your wings already coming out. Okay? Definitely, okay. We always have to concentrate on the positive side. Always concentrate. Because actually the negative side is not true. It's not true. It's not the soul. It's not the real thing. And the more we concentrate on the negative, the more negative we will feel, and the more depressed and the more problem. Just concentrate on the positive side. Okay?
Thanks for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Join us next week for part two of the discussion, Expectations Dampen Our Spiritual Progress, between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members. More constructive programming coming up next, so please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your life be ever blessed with God's unconditional love.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any one of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.